Sagt der Mishnah weiter, besagt es Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Final person on the list that swears to take, as opposed to swearing to defend himself, is Vachenvini al Pinkasai, a storekeeper who makes a claim based on what is written in his special book. Frag the Mishnah Vachenvini al Pinkasai Ketzad, how does this work? And if the Mishnah Loisha Yoimerloi, it doesn't mean that the storekeeper can simply tell the customer, excuse me, Kasuv al Pinkasi, it's written in my special book where I keep my cheshbonos, shatachayev li masayim zuz, that you owe me 200 zuz. So I'm going to swear and collect that amount. No, we can't just believe a storekeeper on the basis of a book that he wrote. You have to realize in all the cases where we're saying the person swears and collects money, the mashmois is, the circumstantial evidence is that he deserves the money. Chazal wouldn't just give someone carte blanche, you know, I can write whatever I want and swear and collect money without a basis to it. Elo Amalei, rather, this refers to a case where someone told the chenveni, told the storekeeper, ten libani, give my son sasayim chitin, two sa of wheat, with the understanding that I'll pay you later. Ten lepayali besela mois, or give my worker a sela worth of mois, and I'll pay you later. There are 24 ma in a sela. Workers like to be paid in small coins. So the employer doesn't have enough small coins. So he says to the storekeeper, do me a taiva, do me a favor. Give my worker a sela worth of ma coins, and I'll come by later, and I'll give you a sela coin for each of the workers that you paid out, according to the cheshbon of how many small coins you gave out. Okay, so a promise is a promise. When it comes to lamaisa, sometimes things get complicated because not everyone's memory is so clear. Who I'm with, the storekeeper says, Nasati, it's written in my book that I gave you what you asked me to give. The Hainoimrim, they say, whether it's the child or the workers, Lainatalnu. We didn't get anything from the storekeeper. Maybe you wrote you're going to give it. Lamaisa, we never got it. Who Nishba Benoitl? The storekeeper swears that he gave what he was supposed to give and collects from the father or the boss the amount that he wrote into his account book as being paid. Now the Taisus Yom Tov says from the Rasha, a very big chiddush. Even though the storekeeper doesn't remember klar, he doesn't remember clearly what happened, but he says, I usually write down exact amounts. Same thing. Now, here it's not over yet. The workers say, listen, we worked. Fine, the storekeeper swears that he gave us, but we didn't get it. So Vehain, the workers, Nishbo and Benoitland, they swear they did not receive anything, and they collect their wage from their boss. What about the children? Do the children claim the money from the father? The answer is no. The child's not going to swear and collect something from his father. What's the tie against the father? The father doesn't owe the child money. He owes the workers money. So the workers didn't get it because the Chemdini claims that he gave it. They turn around and swear, we didn't get a new boss, please pay us. But the child has no claim against the father. So why then does the Mishnah give us the case with the child? So the Gemara explains what the Chiddush is in that case. In any event, Benanis has a problem with this. So we've created a situation here where we have two sets of people or two people swearing, and one of them is for sure lying. The shopkeeper swears that he gave it to the workers. The workers swear we never got it. Omar Benanis, Kate said, how can it be that Elu Bon Lede Shua Shav, the Elu Bon Lede Shua Shav? We're asking the Chendini and the workers to do something. Well, we know that one of them is going to swear falsely. Even though it says Shua Shav, it means a false Shua. Both can't be right. It can't be that the shopkeeper gave it to them and that they weren't paid. So there's a Chil Hashem here. We're looking at this case, the Bezin Paskin, and we know it's like almost Bezin is like asking someone to lie. Ela rather, who noitel shalai b'shua? The storekeeper collects from the balabayas without a shua. The hain noitel shalai b'shua, and the workers collect without a shua. According to Benanis, since neither of them can give a shua, they both collect without a shua. Okay, in our Mishnah we learned. What does this mean that we trust the chenveni, because he has his book, and whatever it says in his book, that's what he can claim, and he can swear to that effect, and you have to give it to him. It doesn't mean stamazay can come with a book and say, you owe me, and I'll swear to it. In all the cases of the Mishnah where a person swears and takes, there's other evidence to suggest that he's right, that we owe him the money. Rather, what happened over here was, a person said to the storekeeper, give my son two sa of wheat, I'll pay you later. Or give my workers a sella's worth of mice, I'll give you the sella later. They need small change. Workers like to get paid with small money. It's easy for them to buy things on the way home, I guess. Now, the storekeeper says, it's written in my account book that I gave what you asked me to give. They say, whether it's the child or the workers, we never get anything. The storekeeper swears, and the father or the boss has to pay him. The workers turn around, they swear, and they get their wages now from the balabas. Suck bananas, we're setting up a situation where one of them has to be lying. Either the shopkeeper is lying when he says he gave it to them, or the workers are lying when they say that they didn't get it. This is a chil Hashem. How can you do this? Someone here is swearing falsely. Rather, says bananas, under these circumstances, we can't have them swear. They're going to take, without a shvuah,